Right now, it is time for us to bring in the man with a plan, the master of disaster, the dean of the broadcasters, Pat Pagano.
And a good morning to you.
My computer, once again, Pat, is on the fritz. Somehow, it went off at 11 o'clock last night. Couldn't get it back on remotely, so this morning I came in and I had a struggle with it instead of doing my normal time. And it appears to be operating, but I'll find out. I'll know for sure when 9 o'clock comes.
Is this your new computer?
No, it's just the main computer, which if anybody buys computers, you know, we bought this main computer from a company that we got our software from to run broadcast software. It's ProRock's computer. If you were to try to buy something like this off the shelf, you couldn't. It cost us over, just for the processor alone, cost us over $2,000, just for the processor alone. So it's very specialized, and there's something wrong there, and it's like looking for a needle in a haystack. But we'll just say it's like looking for the pinhead of a needle in a computer. It's just, there's just a gazillion things that you can go through to try to find out what's wrong. So,
well, you know, good luck on that.
Yeah.
Because you know I always have problems too. But so far so good. Quiet morning, hazy, hot, and humid day. Mid-90s today.
Yay!
Ugh. Low 70s, partly cloudy tonight. Partly cloudy and humid with a chance of a thunderstorm tomorrow. 90. Sunny, less humid, 90 Wednesday. Partly sunny, we'll call it reasonably warm and dry on Thursday in the middle 80s. So it doesn't look like any, it's just not an eventful week for us, thank goodness. So a very, very quiet week. We do have Hurricane Douglas that will hit parts of Hawaii today. And we have a new system and the South Central Atlantic that is destined to become Isaias, and that will head toward the Windward Islands by Wednesday. So,
and Texas had that one hit them, right?
Hannah, yeah, that's now in Mexico.
Yeah.
The tropics have been flaring up, as well as our weather's been tropical-like too. And it wasn't as bad as I thought at the lake. I wound up staying there Saturday night.
It actually did cool down. I mean, the humidity stayed, but not as much, and the temperature stayed at a comfortable level on Saturday. I actually was able to put the air conditioners off on Saturday evening.
Well, of course, I don't have an air conditioner up there to put off because there's no electric. But it cooled down enough to show that a sheet was needed when you slept, which was fine. And yesterday, I really thought it was going to be a lot hotter up there. But it wasn't. I looked out. I kept looking, checking the thermometer, and the highest it got to was 88, and there was a nice breeze off the lake. So yours truly got quite a bit of painting done Saturday and Sunday.
Well, it's good. It was very hot in the sun. Very hot. If you were in
yes.
the sun, it was very hot. It was around 90, and that's hot. It is. But if you weren't in the sun or if you were moving around, it was okay. I was out on my porch for a couple of different times yesterday, doing different stuff at the house. And like I said, if it were just to be in the sun, I wouldn't have been out there for the hour I was out there. But between the shade from the two umbrellas, that was okay. So there you go. It was all right.
Yeah.
So I watched a movie over the weekend.
Okay.
It was the remake of Midway. From 2019.
Was that was the one with the plane, right?
What?
With the plane? Midway?
That's the one that was with the big battle between Japanese forces and American forces, which really turned the war around.
Okay.
And I'll tell you what, the remake of it included Pearl Harbor, and of course, but it was really, really a good movie. It was a very good movie. Factually, it was right there. The actors, and the movie honored both Japanese and Americans who died in the movie. It was a movie that was co-produced by a Japanese company and an American company, and it was terrific. It gave both sides of the Battle of the Midway. It really did. It wasn't a documentary, but it was a very good movie. Midway, I recommend it.
Yeah, obviously, no time to watch any movies over the weekend because I was up there, and work all day, and I slept pretty good Saturday night. Went to church yesterday. Came back to the cabin, had breakfast, and started work immediately. And then it was around 2 o'clock, and I said, "That's it. I just have to sit." Like you said, in the sun, it was hot, and I sat in the porch for a little while, and then took off at 3 o'clock. So that's that. This is a busy week coming up, boy. Tomorrow, I am expected to go to the dentist, and you know. They tell me this all the time, and it's never correct. She told me, and this is the receptionist, that tomorrow is the final, get this, Marshall, cementation. They can't say this is they got to put in your permanent teeth, cement your permanent teeth, and they got to say it's the final cementation. So I'm taking it that this should be the last visit, and I'm hoping I'm going to call today and find out. So that's Tuesday. And then on Friday, after my shift, I'm scheduled for one of those lovely surgical procedures, you know, where you basically can't eat from the night before. So that's on Friday. And then hopefully after all, when this week is through, I will get up to the lake house and finish my work over the weekend.
Now, was Shirley at the lake house with you as well?
Yeah.
She has a good time up there, right?
She loves it, yeah. She loves it. She loves being in the screen porch because it's not like being in the house. She feels like she's outside. Mm. But, you know, it's still not at the point where I could just say to her, you know, go outside and play because I just don't trust it. I don't trust it and I don't trust her. One, I've never tried her in the lake. So I don't know if she even likes the water. That's number one. But number two, I would also be afraid, if she does, that she would start swimming across the lake.
Yeah.
And she would probably swim faster than me.
And also, you don't want her. She looked like a wet rat. She'll look like a rat when she gets out of there.
That's that. And then if she doesn't like the lake and she wanders up the hill to the other side where all the outhouses are, and that's deep in the woods, I would be afraid there too because there are animals all over the place.
Yeah.
So I have to keep her on a leash. I know she would rather be totally free. So that's why the porch is nice for her, the screen porch. You know, she's not on a leash and she can look out from any angle she wants.
Well, you're being a responsible guardian of your pet. That's what people should do.
Yeah,
instead of, you know, exactly. I'm sorry, instead of letting them, when you're in a community like that, instead of letting your dog just run wild, keep it on the porch. So when you're walking it, walk it on a leash. That's just a respectful thing to do and the safe thing to do for the for your dog. You know, it's just a smart thing to do.
I think so, yeah. And they shut off fireworks Saturday night.
Oh, so she must have been a little scared from that.
She did her usual thing. She ran from the porch through the cabin to the back window, then to the porch door, then back to the porch window. And she kept doing that every time they would shoot these off. And what they would do is, you know, they started like around 8:30. They would shoot off like maybe for 10 minutes. And then all of a sudden she would calm down and for about 10 or 15 minutes. And then they start again. And there was someone who was up there who put a real, real nasty letter on Facebook and said that it's inconsiderate. They don't mind it on 4th of July. They leave their dogs home. But they said, you know, on one side of the lake, there's at least 12 dogs. They don't know how many on the other side. And it's not healthy for dogs. Most dogs are afraid. There are some that just can't be bothered.
And by having it by the lake increases the volume. The water... fireworks
well,
going
yeah. And we're in a valley. There's a mountain on each side of us.
And you got a lake, so it's like a big amplifier.
Not to mention all the trees and all the cabins that are mainly wood.
That's right.
So I think he, you know, his statement was just. And you know, let's face it, fireworks are not legal in New Jersey.
Well, it's just common sense. Be a good neighbor. Don't do that. And you know, if you live in an area like that, and you know people have dogs, and you know people like that, don't do it on. Just do it on July 4th. Warn people that you're going to do it, and that's
and
it.
And be done with it. Yeah.
I agree with that 100%.
Yeah, I do too. And you know, but you know, when a group gets together and they start partying, anything is possible.
That's it. Jello shots abound.
You got it.
Okay, well, you and I won't have a Jello shot, but we'll be back tomorrow morning.
We sure will. You have a cool day.
I will, Pat. You too.
All right. Bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.